Pope Francis officially approved letting Catholic clergy bless same-sex couples, the Vatican announced Monday. The move is a complete change in church policy that aims to make the church more welcoming while continuing its ban on gay marriage. Some have cheered the Vatican statement as a step to break down discrimination in the Catholic Church. But LGBTQ plus supporters say the policy means that the Church still considers gay couples as less than heterosexual partners. The Vatican document expands on a letter that Francis sent to two conservative cardinals last October. In that letter, Francis suggested such blessings could be offered if they were not seen or mistaken as marriage ceremonies. The new document repeats that condition and reaffirms that marriage is a lifelong union between a man and a woman. It stresses that the blessings must not be tied to any Catholic celebration or religious service and should not be performed at the same time as a marriage ceremony. Also, the blessings cannot use ceremonial acts, clothing, or movements that belong in a wedding. But it says, requests for such blessings for same-sex couples should not be denied. For those seeking a blessing should not be required to have prior moral perfection, it said. The document added, there is no intention to legitimize anything, but rather to open one's life to God, to ask for His help to live better. The Vatican holds that marriage is a union between man and woman. As a result, it has long opposed same-sex marriage and considers homosexual acts to be disordered. Nothing in the new document changes that teaching. In the new document, the Church says a blessing is about helping people increase their trust in God. It is a seed of the Holy Spirit that must be nurtured, not hindered, it said. It stresses that people in irregular unions of extramarital sex, gay or straight, are in a state of sin. But that should not keep them from God's love or mercy. Even when a person's relationship with God is clouded by sin, he can always ask for a blessing, stretching out his hand to God, the document said. The document is the latest attempt by the Pope to welcome gay Catholics. In 2013, he said, "Who am I to judge?" when asked about a gay clergy. Earlier this year, he told the Associated Press that being homosexual is not a crime. Ramon Gomez oversees human rights for the Movement for Homosexual Integration and Liberation in Chile. He said the statement was a step toward breaking down discrimination in the church and could help LGBTQ plus people in countries where even civil unions are not legal. But he said the document gives the signal that same-sex couples are inferior to heterosexual couples. The Reverend James Martin supports welcoming LGBTQ plus Catholics. He praised the new document as a huge step forward and a change from the Vatican's 2021 policy. Along with many Catholic priests, I will now be delighted to bless my friends in same-sex marriages, he said, in an email. In Germany, clergy have been blessing same-sex couples for years, and the head of the German Bishops' Conference welcomed the document. Bishop George Beitzig said, "This means that a blessing can be given to couples who do not have the opportunity to marry in church, for example, due to divorce and to same-sex couples." In the United States, the Reverend John Osterly, a Catholic priest in Pittsburgh, said, "Many priests would probably not be open to offering such a blessing, but he welcomed Francis's action." He said, "When I was growing up, the assumption was that God made everyone straight. What we have learned is that is not true. In accepting people as God made them, and if Jesus' primary teaching is we should love and serve one another in the community, I think that's what gives Pope Francis the openness to God's presence in those relationships." Traditionalists, however, expressed shock and anger. Luigi Casalini of Mesa in Latino, Latin Mass blog, wrote that the document did not follow the Church's teachings. "The Church is crumbling," he wrote. University of Notre Dame theologian Ulrich Lenner was also concerned. Lenner called it the most unfortunate public announcement in decades. He said it could lead to division in the Church. I'm Mario Ritter, Jr.